This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba'im, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem to Daf HaShavuah. Tonight we're learning Masechet Yevamos, Daf Hey Amud Beis. Yesterday we learned, the Gemara attempted to learn out Aseh Doi Chaloi Saseh from the Pasuk of Roishai. So we asked the question yesterday, how could you learn out from the fact that you shave the head of a Mitzorah and you seemingly violate Loisa Kifu Pa'as Roishchem, but isn't that mitzvah soy bekach? Remember, Tosfos said on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, going into Dalet Amud Aleph, that you can't learn out Aseh Doi Chaloi Saseh from Yibum, because by definition, Yibum is a situation where you're violating a lav, it's mitzvah soy bekach. So in that case, why could you learn out from Tzaras? L'chayra, every mitzvah has to shave his head. That's the definition of the procedure of Tzaras. So it happens to be that this question that we asked last night is Tosfos's question. And Tosfos answers that in fact it's not mitzvah sebekach, because since the Torah says v'gilach es kol sa'aroi, you will shave off all of his head, you could have theoretically learned that meant roiv, most of his hair. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to shave off all of your hair. And, or Tosfos says, maybe you'll pluck it out. If you pluck it out, that's not a violation of Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roishchem. So it's not necessarily mitzvah sebekach. Okay, so now the Gemara tried to learn it out from a Nazir Mitzorah, and the Gemara says you can't learn it out from Nazir because the Isurei Nazir are what is called Yeshnoi B'Shela. Says the Gemara, Ela La'ila Mikra Kama. Really, we learn it out from the first pasuk of the juxtaposition of Leistil Bashatnes Gedilim Tasalacha. I, the Gemara asks, it's not Mufna. Imkain Lema Kra Tzitzis Tasalacha. If so, it would have picked a much better, it would have used a much clearer lashon, it would have said, Tzitzis Tasalacha. Why did it pick the word Gedilim, which, by the way, this is very important, is a longer word than Tzitzis? Why did it pick a bigger word? Shema mina lafnuye. So this teaches me that there is, in fact, an extra word which allows us to learn out the smuchim of Gedilim Tasalacha Tulay Silba Shana. So we darshin the smichus, aye. But what about the fact that there's nothing extra? The word Gedilim is extra because it could have said Tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Hai l'shi'ura huda asa. No, it had to say Gedilim. The reason why it had to say Gedilim is so we should know how many twisted fringes there are. How many twined fringes there are. Because Gedilim, we learn out, Gedil Shnayim, from the word Gedil we learn out there are two strings. Gedilim Arba, from the word Gedilim we learn out four strings. From which we learn, Asei Gedil Upaislehu Mitoichai. Make a twined string, a twisted string, and then make a tassel. Meaning we know that tzitzis consists of two parts. We have the twists and the knots. Let's see how, you see this? We have the twisted parts and the knots. This is the gedil, and this is the pasil, which is loose. So the Gemara says from the word gedilim, we learn out that there are four strings. And we know you put the four strings into the holes, and it makes eight strings. And then you make a gedil, gedilim, and then a pasil. So gedilim tasalacha. We learn out that there should be hanging psilim. It should not be kuloi gedil, but ktsas gedil, Rashi says, and ktsas anaf. Like it says, chutim miot gedilim is shnayim, Rashi says, and then you put on the tzitzis, hakanof pasil. Okay, so the Gemara is now stuck because the word gedilim is not extra. Says the Gemara, no, imkein lema kra leisil b'shatnes. If so, let the pasuk say, don't wear shatnes. Tzemer upishtim yachtav lamali. Let the Torah just say, don't wear shatnes. Why does it need to say tsemer upishtim together? So now the Gemara is saying, excuse me. The word yachdav is extra. Obviously, if it's saying don't wear shanis, wool and linen, by definition, that means don't wear it together. Shanis is a mixture of tsemer upishtim. So what does the word yachdav mean? From yachdav, I learn out that it has to be, it's an extra word through which we could learn out smichos of asei doichalais asei. In other words, the whole time we wanted to make a significance out of the juxtaposition of don't wear shatnez, put on tzitzis. The only thing is, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim in devarim. And then the Gemara says, yeah, but he does if there's an extra word. So now we found an extra word. The extra word is yachdav. Says the Gemara, yachdav is not extra, va'akati miboile, but we still need it to teach l'toikef shte tekifais chibur u'tekifa achas eno chibur. From yachdav we learn out that you really need a very strong connection. If you just stick in wool into linen or vice versa in one sticking, you just stick it in once, one stitch, that is not considered a attachment. But rather you need shtei tekifas. Two stitches is a chibur. Tekifa achas is not a chibur. Says the Gemara, im kein lichtoiv rachmana loisilbash. If so, let the Torah write, don't wear tsemer upishtim yachdav. Shanis lamali. What does shanis come to teach me? Shanis doesn't teach me anything. What is missing by saying don't wear wool and linen together? Loisilbash tsemer upishtim yachdav. The word shanis is extra. So it's lafnuye. Gemara says it's not extra. We learn out three halachas in the word shanis. The word shanis, Michal, you know what shanis means? Shanis means it's a compound word. Shua, tavi, vinoz. Shua means it is smoothed out. Tavi means it is spun. Vinoz means it's woven. Rashi shita is from here we learn out, minat Torah, you are not chayiv until you comb and smooth out the wool and linen together. You spin the wool and linen together, and you weave the wool and linen together. You need to do all three processes to the wool and the linen together. This is Shitas Rashi in Shas. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says you could do smooth the wool separately, spin it separately, weave them separately, but then ultimately you put them together. But these requirements we learn out from the word shatnez. Shatnez stands for shua, tavi, vinoiz. Says the Gemara, so the word shatnez is not extra. Ela kula mi shatnez nafka. We learn everything out from shatnez. Again, the word shatnez seems to be extra. Ela mai, we need to learn it out from shua, tavi, vinoiz. So Rashi explains, if it was merely an extra word, it could have said the word klayim. It could say, lo silbash tsemer upishtim yachdav. Saying any word is extra. So it could have said, lo silbash klayim tsemer upishtim yachdav, and then it would be extra. And the fact it doesn't say klayim, but this rather unique word, shanes, comes to teach me that we could darshan shua tavi venoiz. Okay, so bottom line is, how do I know asei doichaloi sasei from the juxtaposition of gedilim tasilcha toloi silba shatnes? I, it's not extra, it is extra. Which word is extra? Shatnes. I need it to teach me shua tavi benoiz. I could learn that, but it's still extra because the fact that it says any word is extra. Even if it would have said klayim, it would have been extra. So from the extra word, I learn how to make significance of the juxtaposition of loi silba shatnes to Gedilim tasilcha. Okay? So the Gemara continues, Ashkechan de osi asei v'doicha loisasei. So far we found that an asei kaposhof loisasei. But that's greda. Meaning, Ashkechan we find de osi asei v'doicha loisasei greda. Loisasei sheyesh bei karas heicha Ashkechan de dochi. Where do we find that asei could be doicha alav sheyesh bei karas? For how do we know it's doicha? The itzrich aleh lemes. In other words, we said, why do I need aleha to say that you don't do yibam to a kares? Because I would have thought asei is doichalos asei shiyesh bekares. Why would I have thought that asei could push off a kares? So the Gemara says, what do you mean where? I could learn that from Mila. If somebody has a bris on Shabbos, do you do bris Mila on Shabbos? Avada. Aye, but you're desecrating Shabbos. So the assay of Mila pushes off Shabbos. So from Mila, I could learn out, assay doichalos, assay sheish bakares. Vichi tema nelef mamila. And if you're going to say, let's learn it out from Mila, no. Mala Mila, shekein nichrasu aleha, shalosh esrei brisos. You can't learn out, assay doichalos, assay from sheish bakares from Mila. Because I would say maybe only Mila could push off a kares, because Mila is a special assay, because it says the word bris 13 times by Mila, to indicate that there are 13 covenants sealed on the Mila. So maybe only Mila could push off a kares. But who says another assay such as Yibam could push off a kares, that I need Aleha? So Gemara says, let's learn out from Pesach. If Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bring a carbon Pesach, despite the fact you're desecrating Yom Tov, so let's learn out from Pesach. Says, well, you can't learn out from Pesach. Mala Pesach Shekein Kares. If someone doesn't bring a Karm Pesach, you're Chayiv Kares. By the way, L'chayra, the Gemara says that from Mila. The Gemara says that from, the Gemara could have said that by Mila. You can't learn out Asei Doi Chalois Asei Sheish Bakares from Mila, because Mila is also an Asei Sheish Bakares. But the Gemara gave a different reason for Mila, but the Gemara says by Pesach, that Pesach, there's a kares. Says Gemara, mi tamid. Let's learn out from a carbon tamid. You have a kasha?
Yeah. By Mila, what's happening by Mila? Shouldn't it be the same problem that it's only specific to men and not women?
Oh, you mean, why don't we say that by Mila, it's a lav she'enoi shava bakal? No, because the Isser you're being doicha by Mila Shabbos, that Isser is Shavu Bakal. It's the Asay of Mila is Eino Shavu Bakal. So if anything, if even Asay, which is not Shavu Bakal, could be doicha alav, certainly Yibum, which is Shavu Bakal, should be able to be doicha alav. In other words, here the Eino Shavu Bakal is on the Asay. Okay. Elamai from Pesach, Shekein Kares. How about let's learn that from the Karban Tamid? You bring a Karban Tamid even on Shabbos, and Shabbos is a Kares. So Gemara says you can't learn that from Tamid, because Tamid is Tadir. Tamid is a mitzvah that's done very frequently. So Tosis asks, why can't we learn it out from other karbanos that are doicha Shabbos, like the Oimer and the Shtei Halechem and the Karban Musaf? So Tosis says those are also Tadir, because they're every year, as opposed to Mila and Shar karbanos, as opposed to, Yibum, which is, a very infrequent occurrence. Now the Gemara is... What? Good question. So I was, who said that?
David?
Who?
David.
So David's saying good that tzitzis is not tadir. You don't have to ever put on tzitzis if you don't have a four-cornered garment. The only thing is, in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says the reason why we put on talis before tefillin is because talis is tadir. So you do see that there's a sort of tadir by tzitzis. Okay, it's a good question. I mean, how could you learn out from tzitzis, but tzitzis is tadir? Good question. Says the Gemara, you can learn out from any of the three, mechad olayasya, teisi mitarti, learn out from two of them. meaning take two of these. We have three sources. We have Mila, we have Pesach, and we have Tamid. You can't learn out from any of the three because there's a pircha on each one, but let's put two of them together. And when you put two together, A shows that it's not because of A's special Mila, because B has the same. In other words, whenever we bring in two teachers, then you can't say teacher A, it's because of this, because teacher B doesn't have that quality. And if you want to make a pircha from teacher B, well, teacher B has this quality, teacher A doesn't have it. Says the Gemara, which one are you going to learn it out from? Mehai Tesi, which ones are you going to learn it from? Mimila u Pesach, if you're going to learn it out from Mila and Pesach, Shekein Kares. Mila and Pesach, your Chayiv Kares. So you can't learn it out from Mila and Pesach because those assays, failure to perform them, is a violation of a kares. Elamai, you're going to learn it out from Pesach and Tamid. Pesach and Tamid are karbonos and they are Hashem's table. This doesn't apply by Yibam. I mean, Pesach v'Tamid shekein tzarach gavaya. They have a pircha. These are both needs from on high. Mimila v'tamid, so learn out from Mila and Tamid. No, you can't learn out from Mila and Tamid. Shekein yashna lefnei adibor. Maybe their assay is stronger because it existed before the Torah was given. Mila was given to Avraham. Tamid was offered on Har Sinai based on the Gemara in Chagiga Davav. Remember that Masechta called Masechta Chagiga? So Beis Hillel says the karbanos brought at Har Sinai were Karban Chagiga. Beis Shammai said they were Oilas Re'iyah. So, you can't learn that from Mila. Now the truth is, maybe you'll say Yibam is also Lefnei HaDibor, because Yehuda did Yibam. But that was not a Yibam mitzvah. He was just doing that Inyan. It was not commanded. Now this is Valiba the Manda Omar, Oila Shekrivo. You saw the Midbar Oilas Tamid Hava. This is according to Manda Omar. The Oila they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid. Umikulhu Nami. So let's learn it out from Pesach, Tamid, and Mila. And don't say it's a kares. There's no kares by Tamid. Don't say it's Tamid. Don't say it's Tadir, because Mila is not Tadir. Don't say it's kares, because Tamid is not kares. Don't say it's Tadir, because don't say it's Nichrasu, because the other ones are not Nichrasu, Yud Gimel Brisais. And it says, well, you can't learn from all three of them because actually all three were Lefnei HaDibor, Mila, Karban Pesach also, and the Karban Tamid. So now the Gemara finally says, I'll tell you why I would have thought Asei Kvidoicha Alois Asei Sheyesh Bakares. Ela Itzrich, I need it. Sal Kedaita Chamina, I would have thought Tesi Mikiban Avaim. That I should learn it out from Kibbut Avaim. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Yachol Yehei Kibbut Avaim, Doicha Shabbos. I would have thought Kibbut Avaim is Doicha Shabbos. I would have thought if your father or mother says, violate the Shabbos, I would think you have to listen to them. Talmud Loimar, so therefore the Pasuk says, Ish Yimai Vavav Tiro, fear your father and mother. Keep the Shabbos. Kulchem chayavim bechvaydi. I learn out from Ani Hashem, Tosfos says, that everybody has to honor me. And therefore, if your father and mother tell you to desecrate the Shabbos, you tell them, well, you have to honor the Shabbos, and therefore I don't have to listen to you. Tosfos wants to know, no, maybe Ani Hashem says, you have to honor your father and mother. So Tosfos says there's more honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by guarding Shabbos and other mitzvahs because you're mayed than Hashem created the world. Also Tosfos says, Ani Hashem is mashma. It's going on Moira Shabbos. In other words, it's going on fear your father and mother. But still, I am higher than them. But the bottom line is, I would have thought you desecrate the Shabbos when your parent tells you to desecrate the Shabbos. Kamash Malan, you don't listen to your parent and you follow what Hashem says. But that means I would have had a Hava Mina, the Aseh of Kibra Ve'im pushes off Shabbos. My love, is it not where your father and mother told you, Damar Le, Shchoit Li, Shecht for me an animal, Bashel Li, cook for me, and the only reason you don't do that is the time of the Kasa Rachman as Shabbos at Tishmairu. The reason you don't do that is because the Torah said keep the Shabbos. But had it not said keep the Shabbos, I would have thought you listen to your father and mother, because Aseh is doicha even Olois Aseh sheyesh bo kares halav hachi dochi. So we see that had it not been for Ani Hashem, that Aseh is doicha Olois Aseh sheyesh bo kares. So there's a big question over here. Had it not been for Ani Hashem, I would have thought Aseh could be doicha alav sheyesh bo kares. So fine, so learn out from Ani Hashem. Aseh is not doicha alav sheyesh bo kares. Learn out from here that Aseh is not doicha kares. Why are we saying, oh, had it not been for, we see from here, because had it not been for the pasuk, we would have said Aseh doicha lois Aseh, sheyesh bo kares. No, but now I have a pasuk that says, not like that. The pasuk, according to the Gemara seems to be learning, the pasuk is saying, no, only over here ain't Aseh doicha lois Aseh, sheyesh bo kares. Everywhere else, Aseh would be doicha lois Aseh sheyesh bo kares. No, maybe the Torah is gufa saying, ein Aseh doicha lois Aseh sheyesh bo kares anywhere. So it seems that there's a concept, had it not been for any pasuk, we would have known Aseh is not doicha lois Aseh sheyesh bo kares. So therefore, why do I need a pasuk to say it's not doicha? It must be, it's saying because I would have thought it is, and here, everywhere else it is doicha, and here it's not. Meaning the pasuk is what is being used, what is called l'diyuke, by klayim by tzitzis, where I wouldn't have known aseh is doicha lois aseh. So the pasuk is saying no, aseh is doicha lois aseh, and from there we learn out to everywhere aseh is doicha lois aseh. But here where I would have thought ein aseh doicha lois aseh sheyesh bekares, and I already know that, so the pasuk is saying, no, it's to teach me that everywhere else it is doicha, except for over here. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. So says the Gemara, no. I would have said that this Havamina, that I would have thought you listen to your parents when they tell you to desecrate the Shabbos, is not when they tell you to desecrate the Shabbos in an oifen where you're violating a kares, but there are Yisurei Shabbos which are merely a lav. For example, the lav of Mechamer, somebody who leads an animal that's carrying items, that is not a kares, but it's a lav. So the pasuk is saying, I would have thought aseh doicha lois aseh, kamash malon, that ein aseh doicha lois aseh, but never would there have been a havamina aseh is doicha lav sheish by kares. Because the havamina you listen to your parents is not when they tell you to desecrate Shabbos when there's a kares, but rather when they tell you to desecrate Shabbos when it's only when we're only dealing with a lav. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, clear as mud. We'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.